skal ikke prøve meg på navnet, fransk ikke min sterke side, men i hvert fall ny norsk rock der her I gitar. Der du nå skal få litt Purified in Blood. Hadde jo gleden av å se Purified in Blood her I Bergen veldig nylig. Spilte på USF Verftet. Lenge siden jeg har sett de. De har jo hatt en lang pause, selv om de har spilt litt innimellom ute med nytt album som de feiret der. Primal Pulse Thunder. Hadde Bismarck med seg som oppvarming. Veldig, veldig bra. Altså, Purified in Blood, helt utrolig stilig. Bismarck hadde en fin oppvarming, strålende kveld, og så gikk turen videre til Magic Touch, sitt 10-års jubileum på hul. Så det ble litt av en kveld, men må bare skryte av Purified in Blood. Altså, den kraften og det uttrykk de fremdeles har, helt utrolig deilig. Kanskje litt mer metal enn tidligere, men utrolig, utrolig bra. Dette Purified in Blood, Primal Pulse Thunder. det godt å ha deg tilbake. Purified in Blood, Primal Pulse, Thunder. Litt svensk rock her nå til et band som jeg kjenner også at jeg litt tilbake, men det ikke så lenge siden de ga ut ting, men det føles som om The Baboon Show har hatt en liten pause, men nå har de ikke pause I det hele tatt, ute med ny musikk, ute og turnerer. Dette The Baboon Show med Could You Be It fra EPN Forward in Reverse, som ute nå. Då ska det snart bli intervju här I gitarr, men en liten sviptur till Tromsø först till Tromsøs egna bråkebøtter I Lut som är tillbaka med en ny låt. Det är väl bara att spela den. Fuck det.
Yeah.
Lut er tilbake altså, fuck det, nå skal det bli intervju her I gitar på NRK P13, et band som jeg hadde gleden av å se spille oppvarming for Frank Turner I Oslo I fjor, The Meffs fra England, en duo som veldig, veldig kule, og som da spiller på John Dee I Oslo I morgen. Søndag, når dette her sendes på radio første gang så om du hører dette direkte så har du fremdeles sjansen, om du I nærheten av Oslo til å se The Meffs I morgen altså, men la oss kjøre intervjuet som vi gjorde I mitt andre radioprogram Stjernepose her og nå
Gitar
NRK P13
Lily from The Meffs on the line from where are you?
I am in Colchester in Essex, so right down the south of England.
All right. I mean, we just discovered you last year, but you've been touring and causing a racket for a few years now already, haven't you?
We have, we have. We seem to love getting out of the UK and touring everywhere outside of the UK. So, yeah, we've been going for a few years, just 4 or 5 years. Obviously, minus the COVID times. And yeah, now we sort of upped it and we're trying to tour everywhere that we haven't toured before, basically.
But how has those few years been for you as a band starting up?
Oh, fantastic. Like we seem to just get a really good response from our live shows. It's the thing that we love to do the most. Obviously, we love writing and releasing music, but actually... Do you know what, getting out there and playing it to people and seeing people's reactions is, you know, it's what we do it for. I think that's what we're made for, to be honest.
Yeah. And I saw you supporting Frank Turner in Oslo a few months ago, and I got a bit of a feeling of kind of Rage Against the Machine fused with some punk energy.
And some Motorhead inside there.
Maybe some Motorhead.
I don't know.
Rage Against the Machine ever an inspiration for you?
Yeah, I think both those bands. I mean, Motorhead's Lewis's favourite band of all time. So that makes sense. And yeah, obviously Rage, you know, they're massive influence. Rage, The Prodigy, all of that sort of stuff that people don't necessarily consider punk. Do you know what I mean? Traditional punk. All the stuff going against society and sort of standing up for what's right. We're into anything that stands for that. And Rage is definitely one of those bands.
And when I saw you, if I closed my eyes, I would have guessed there were 3, 4, 5 people on stage. But you're only two.
We're only two. That's a result. That's a compliment. Thank you for that. We are only two. We don't play nice with others, so we just kept it at two.
But then again, you have to sort of strut around on stage because Lewis, he's behind the drum kit. So you have to do all the work, haven't you?
I'll tell him that.
Yeah.
I do like that, I've got to admit. Do you know what I mean? The bigger the stage, the better. Like I do enjoy having that challenge of having to run around the stage and sort of create that show, if you like. It's something I really enjoy doing. So it does work for us. And Lewis likes sitting down, so that works for him.
Yeah. But do you feel like more people are getting on board with Meffs now? Because that's my feeling.
Yes, something's happened. There's definitely been a shift where we seem to be picking up new fans quite quickly. But I think that does come with touring. I think that comes with, you know, we did about 150 shows last year, which isn't much time to sit down and think about it, but actually the amount of people you're playing to, you know, that it's a massive amount. So I think that helps going out with people like Frank, who you mentioned, Alice Cooper, all those different sort of genres and different people just helps build the mess, if you like.
Yeah, and it works as well, because I saw you supporting Frank Turner. I liked it, began listening to you, and now you're on our show.
Result. That show was all for you, I tell you.
But speaking of Frank Turner, a big favourite here at our show, how was that tour with him? I mean, you know him from before, as you've done earlier gigs with him, and actually he also produced you. But how was that last tour?
Oh, it was the best. It was quite sad when it ended, to be honest. It was great. Frank is, you know, he's a real pioneer of new music, of that sort of punk genre. And it was nice. He always has really great audiences as well. People are always there for the support bands. People are always really interested in what he's got to say. So when you've got someone like him saying, listen to this band, the Meffs, people do. And, you know, hopefully they then go on to like it. But that European tour was long, was a lot of miles, and was well worth it, every mile.
We need to talk briefly about your lyrics, because I love the anger and the frustration about everyday life and politics. And it might be not that hard to write lyrics in that vein these days, you know, in this day and age.
It's unfortunately quite easy to write them in this day and age. I think with everything that's going on, you know, worldwide, definitely gives us a bit of a, you know, a canvas. We have that canvas to draw on based on what we're sort of seeing in the news, what we're seeing in our own hometown. Yeah, there's a lot to be angry about, I think. And if we had a platform and we weren't using it to sort of challenge those things, I don't think we're really worthy of a platform.
Yeah, and another favorite band here on our show is Lambrini Girls, another new band from England that doesn't pull punches in their lyrics. It's not random that bands like that are coming along now, like Lambrini Girls and you and others.
Totally agree. Another great band, another great record that's come out. It's, yeah, like I say, there's a lot to shout about, and it just feels like there's enough love songs out there, you know, for a lifetime. So I'm not here to write another love song. I'm here to tell you, you know, what I'm seeing, and try and just encourage people to just take a bit more notice in what's going on around them. I think it's, you know, it's not about preaching. You've got to balance that line. It's about saying to people, look, this is what's happening. What are we going to do about it? And that's something I can do through songwriting, and it works, I think.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, for us that are listeners, it's inspiring. And it also gives some kind of hope, I think.
Good. Good. I think hope is the right word. Mm. Striking that balance between, you know, that challenging and saying what's wrong, but also saying, you know, if we do challenge this and if we do try and change things, then things can be better.
Yeah.
That's the message.
Right. Let's hear a song and then talk more with Lily from the Meffs afterwards. We've been talking about Frank Turner now. Let's hear the song that he's in on your new record. This is Think Big. You're through to the next round. The Meffs med Frank Turner, Think Big. Lily, still with us here. We need to talk about the album that you released a few weeks ago, What a Life, finally came out last year. How was it to release that? It is sort of a big signpost in a career, isn't it? The debut album. Where and how did you record it, and how has it been releasing it?
So we recorded with Frank, just really near where we live. And we went in about a year before release. We went into him with a load of songs. And yeah, we worked together. He, like you said earlier, he was the producer. So he didn't just sort of sit and press record. He like actually worked on it with us, you know, gave his ideas, gave his opinion of certain songs. And yeah, we recorded quite quickly. We recorded in about 10, maybe less, maybe like 8 days, I think. So we recorded quite quickly. And then, yeah, it was just about finding that right time to release, because obviously festivals and all the things that were happening last year, we wanted to avoid all of that. So we sort of waited till the latter part of 2024 to give our previous records a bit of a breather. And yeah, we released them and we got a really good reception from it. I think it's our proudest work, if you like. That might be the right way to put it.
Mm.
Like you say, we've released EPs before. We've done a demo, but this was our first like proper all-on-one record album. So yeah, we're really, really proud of it and really pleased that people are enjoying it.
How is it for you to be in this studio? Because I guess you have to not overproduce your album since you are two people live, and keep it raw and like almost like simple, so you can do the same thing on a stage.
Definitely. We don't use a bass, so we don't ever use a bass even when we're recording. That's like a real important part, because I think as soon as you add that in, you are essentially adding another person, and if people can't hear that live, it's not the same. I don't think a record should sound exactly how it sounds live, but for us it is important that I can at least replicate most of it live. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like backing vocals and things like that. We didn't want, you know, crowds and crowds of people coming to do it. We wanted it to be quite organic.
Mm.
I mean, we've already talked about Frank Turner, who you've toured with and who produced the record. But there's another big name from punk looming behind you as well, because the new album is released by Fat Mike from NoFX.
That is correct, yeah. That's quite surreal. I was actually sat in this, exactly where I'm sat now, when I had my first phone call with Fat Mike, when he was like, "So, do you want to be on my label?" and that was it. It was the weirdest thing. And then he went and got himself a sandwich and said, "I need to go. My lunch is here." And then that was it. Stamp.
Simple.
Yeah. It really was like that.
Yeah.
Promise.
Nice.
But as you mentioned earlier, you've also toured with Alice Cooper. You toured with The Interrupters. I mean, how was that? Alice Cooper, he's a nice guy, isn't he?
Oh, legend. Like, his band were great as well. They were really lovely people. They took the time to come and watch us, like, soundcheck and watch our sets, which is really nice. I think people, when people get, like, so big, it's probably easy to sort of forget how important that is to support bands, like when you actually show an interest. And they really did show an interest. Like, they were really supportive of us. They helped out, you know, they had like a great crew that, you know, helped us as well, because we don't have one. So yeah, it was unreal. That was our first arena tour, but also with, you know, legends like Primal Scream and Alice Cooper was something special.
And what about The Interrupters? That's one of my favorite new bands, and I really want to see them live, but they haven't gotten the chance. How was it to do shows with those guys?
They're one of our favorites as well. I think there was one year where they were my most listened to artist, definitely. Again, like, really lovely people, do you know what I mean? Really took the time, were really interested in what we were doing. And their stage show is unreal. You know, it's so crisp. There's, you know, not much is left up to chance. And I think as an audience member for the first time watching that, it's really good. Yeah, I love their music. So to hear that they loved the Meffs was mind-blowing.
And what about 2025? The debut album out. I guess there will be a lot of touring, maybe festivals. But do you have any goals for this year? What do you want to achieve?
We want to get this new record to as many people as we can. And I think our first thing is to tour it quite extensively. So the first half of this year, or first quarter of this year, will be touring it. Then we are doing lots of European festivals, lots and lots and lots. We're also coming back to Norway as well. For a few dates later in the year. But we just want to get it out to as many people as possible. We're playing a lot of festivals that we've never played before, which are really big opportunities. And then probably looking to record another album, but that certainly won't be until late 2025.
And you're also doing a show on Sunday in Oslo, back sort of at the same place you supported Frank Turner. You're doing a show at John Dee. And I've seen you live, but if you were to describe the Meffs live for the people coming to see you on Sunday, what do you want to say?
It's frantic. It's chaotic. It's very loud. We're very noisy. We don't pull any punches. Like, we're going to say it how it is to your face. And we want everyone to have a good time. So we expect lots of jumping about and, just a big party, basically, at John Dee, 30th of March.
Yeah. Party time.
Sounds like a great Sunday evening.
There's nothing else to do on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Lovely to speak with you, Lily. Let's hear a frantic song from the record. Yeah. This is Life's Live.
Thank you.
Slayer, Mandatory Suicide, her i gitar på NRK P13 Slayer, som jo var oppløst, i likhet med Kiss, som vi pratet om tidligere i sendingen, så varte jo ikke den oppløsningen så veldig lenge, selv om de lovet at nå var det slutt, så kom de tilbake, gjorde vel en konsert i USA i fjor, og så skal de jo nå spille på denne her store feiringen av Black Sabbath på Villa Park i Birmingham i sommer, og samtidig så gjør de også to svære konserter i Cardiff og London, så Slayer, ja, de var ikke døde og begravet, de er fremdeles i livet, og det er for så vidt greit, selv om man hele tiden føler seg litt lurt av disse avskedsturnéene, Mandatory Suicide, uansett klassiker fra Slayer. Nå til Morax, dette her lille sideprosjektet til Remi fra Inculter, som er veldig bra altså, veldig kul hardrock. Tungrock fra Morax, ute med album nå. Derfra så får du A Thousand Names.
We'll be right back.
Veldig kult prosjekt. Morax, sjekk det ut. Remi fra Inkultas band der. Litt mer norsk her. God rock fra Stavanger, You Know Who. Litt sånn turbo-jugens fra Stavanger som lager veldig god musikk ute med helt fersk låt. Nå dette Out to Get You. Jeg tenker vi kan spille litt mer nynorsk musikk. Vi skal ta en låt fra Urørt her. Urørt jo et flott univers der du kan dykke ned I ja, de fleste sjangere. Det finnes masse god metal også på Urørt. Og vi skal til et band som heter Wrath. Jeg skal sitere fra Urørt siden deres. Groovy og melodisk prog metal grunge med inndrag fra folkemusikken. Wrath kjent for sin eksplosive live-energi og unike lyd som gir assosiasjoner til rockeband fra 90-tallet. Sammen smir de sinne og sårbarhet om til en hypnotisk heksegryte. Intet mindre dette Wrath med The Glade. We'll be right back. kult nytt norsk rat altså, med The Glade. Jeg skal til nok et band som har hatt en lang pause og som tilbake. Jeg har blitt noen slike i løpet av denne sendingen. Skal til Cardiff, skal til McCluskey, som har vært tilbake en stund. Men de hadde en lang pause. Jeg var veldig glad i dette bandet. Det sånn støyende rock fra Wales, altså. Hadde noen helt enormt gode låter, også bare forsvant de. Laget vel et annet band. Men nå McCluskey tilbake igjen. Det har de vært en stund. Ny låt ute nå, dette People Person.
On Skype, a lot of people like to be wise after the event.
Da var det veis ende for denne utgaven av Gitar her på NRK P13, og så skal jeg være tilbake i fin form neste lørdag igjen. Du når meg aller enklest via appen NRK Radio. Finn gitarsiden der, der er det en sånn send-in-funksjon. Send meg gjerne ønskelåter, eller ris og ros, eller hva som helst der. Du kan også bruke e-posten gitarkrøller@nrk.no. Og så skal jeg si farvel for denne gang med Carl L, dette flotte stoner-bandet fra Stavanger. Litt sånn rolig her, kanskje. Kanskje litt atypisk Carl L, på den helt nye låten som heter Cloud Walker.
Right. Velkommen til Fransvåg her på P13. I dag så har jeg med besøk. Og med meg I studio så har jeg Nora Skjeldrup. Kanskje bedre kjent som Ora The Molecule. Under dette navnet så har hun sluppet musikk I en del år. Også spilt mye rundt, både live og som DJ. Ganske akkurat så slapp hun sitt nydelige andre album, kalt Dance Therapy. Det kom ut på det legendariske plateselskapet Mute Records, noe som betyr at hun som vel eneste person her til lands. Kan si at hun labelmate med alt fra Throbbing Gristle til Moby og New Order. Albumet, det skikkelig bra, og anbefales på det sterkeste å sjekke ut om du ikke har gjort det. Som jeg så vidt nevnte,